evening. We like to shame you if you don't believe every word we say. Now, we've got a nasty weather system rolling in. Let's throw it over to JP at the weather for a special report. Thanks, JP. Welcome to today's special weather report. We have an intense high-pressure system called a mass formation psychosis rolling in from centralized authorities. Now, this is a hell of a storm that takes over your entire mind and programs you with a narrative to focus all your attention on a common enemy. And in doing so, it also programs you to oppose anything that runs counter to the narrative that's taken over your mind. Now, this weather system can destroy lives and even be deadly, as it literally hypnotizes people with a noble lie. Throughout history, we've seen this same psychological storm hit Germany in the 1930s that had otherwise good people who believed the noble lie that they were told repeatedly turning in their neighbors. And now this system's rolled in and enveloped, well, the entire globe. Except for this little section of Antarctica. We at least still have free-thinking penguins. Now, with mass formation psychosis being such a catastrophic storm, is there any hope for the clouds to clear? Yes, we'll get to that in a second. But first, what are the conditions necessary to create the perfect storm of mass formation psychosis? Number one, lack of social connection. According to the National Survey, 25% of people reported they do not have a single close friend. And it also found 75 million adults between the ages of 18 and 27 were lonelier than any other demographic. Lack of social connection? Got that. Number two, lack of meaning. Gallup polled people in 142 countries and found 63% of people were so disengaged at work that they reported sleepwalking through their workday, putting time, not passion, into their work. Lack of meaning? Check. Then a third condition that arises when the first two are present, free-floating anxiety. When you lack connection and meaning, anxiety is a natural response. The World Health Organization, who are super trustworthy, by the way, say that 1 in 5 people have an anxiety disorder. Then that gives rise to the fourth condition necessary for mass formation psychosis, free-floating aggression and frustration. When the lack of social connection, lack of meaning, anxiety, frustration, and aggression all converge together, conditions are ripe for the media to then present a narrative that indicates an object of anxiety. And at the same time, they can also present a solution for dealing with such an object of anxiety. People are then entranced in a noble lie by the media, while centralized authorities try to censor and destroy anything that runs counter to their narrative, including truth. This causes people to attach all their free-floating anxiety and frustration onto the object of anxiety indicated by the narrative. They then have a huge willingness to participate in the strategy indicated by the narrative to deal with the object of anxiety. Have you ever seen a very intelligent person unable to have a rational discussion about the object of anxiety or the strategy to deal with it? That's because they're unable to access their own thinking in those moments. They're controlled. Hypnotized, actually, by the high pressure of a mass formation psychosis. They'll vehemently oppose even obvious scientifically backed truths that run counter to the noble lie that they're under the influence of. So in other words, for the time being, they're f***ed. But here's the payoff for them. Being bonded to the noble lie allows them to feel connected once again. Now, just to other people who are also under the influence of mass formation psychosis. And it also gives them a sense of meaning and purpose as they're connected in the struggle against the object of anxiety, even though it's all built on the foundation of a lie. Sounds amusing and kind of harmless, right? Well, here's what we know. The world's in a pretty good place when people control themselves. It's decentralized power where people have their own power. But when the few try to control the many, we have cataclysmic conditions for good people to do dumb things, bad things, and to give up their freedoms and personal power to the few who are sociopathically hungry for them. Because the power is centralized in the hands of the few. A society under the spell of mass formation psychosis will support a totalitarian governance capable of unthinkable atrocities. And our 10-day forecast has turn in your neighbor coming our way, if nothing changes. Well, that could never happen here, right? Well, that's the exact thinking that would allow it to happen here. What's next? With mass formation psychosis, not everyone's affected. Here are the numbers. About 30% of people are fully in the hypnosis of it. They're entranced by the noble lie and unable to process new data or facts. About 40% of people are considered the persuadable middle. They may just go along with a narrative if a worthy alternative isn't presented. And about 30% of people are completely free of the mass formation psychosis. They think for themselves and therefore fight against the narrative, taking the side of truth. Now many wonder, golly, are these 30% of people under the spell of the narrative because they're just morons or something? No, most of them are good, caring people who have been manipulated by weaponized morality by the centralized authorities that control the narrative. That means good, moral people who want to do the right thing are very prone to being taken advantage of by the less than savory elites that sell them on doing the harmful thing under the guise of it being the right thing. But what we're now seeing with the current blanket of mass formation psychosis and its narrative, major holes are developing in it. These people have been so bold and unapologetic, in spite of being heavily censored, that a tremendous number of these people are now abandoning the narrative because a better solution is simply being presented. What's the better solution being presented? Mainly, truth and freedom, which is further weakening the whole mass formation psychosis high pressure system. We're even starting to see some of these people start to wake up and take control of their own minds again. So at this point, 2 years in, it appears as though the whole narrative and the mass formation psychosis horse that it rode in on is severely crumbling. Our condolences to the few that try so hard to control the many. But we're not out of the woods quite yet. Without deliberate action, the mass formation psychosis can re-strengthen and start wreaking havoc on humanity once again. So here's what you can do to help dissipate Bill Gates' wet dream that's blanketed humanity for way too long. Do your own thinking and speak the truth that comes from your own critical thinking and your heart. Doing so lessens the depth of hypnosis that others are under. Turning off your TV and keeping it off is pretty much a must. See and recognize the mass formation psychosis. Ram Dass once said, "You can't get out of a jail you don't know you're in." Seeing the mass formation psychosis working means it's not working on you. The power of freeing yourself from mass formation psychosis simply by seeing it is so powerful that Google immediately started censoring the term as soon as Dr. Robert Malone mentioned the term on Joe Rogan's podcast. Also, very importantly, to help dissolve the dark cloud of mass formation psychosis, you must take your free-floating anxiety that you've projected outward onto the object of focus and pull it back into yourself and process it. This is a huge ask because it means you must rise to the level of being a hero who bears the burden of your own feelings. And lastly, what needs to happen to dissolve the mass formation psychosis? These people need to keep talking because they're trying to do too much too fast in their attempt to control humanity. It's waking people up. So keep talking, guys. You're helping wake up more people than anyone else. Thank you. With these pockets of light, truth, and awakening growing bigger by the day, our forecast is one of a bright and sunny outlook where the power is back in the hands of the people where it belongs. People turn off the news and turn on their own critical thinking, and therefore, freedom wins, giving our children and grandchildren a beautiful world to live in. Better luck next time, guys. Now back to you at the desk, JP, you useful idiot. Well, quite honestly, I wish the forecast was going to be worse. That'd be better for our sponsors.